And it's time for sport now with Warwick Hadfield. Hi, Warwick.
Hi, Patricia.
In rugby league, Melbourne is on the cusp of securing a fourth minor premiership after beating South Sydney yesterday.
Yeah, look, Patricia, the NRL finals don't start for another month, but the Storm, this rugby league marvel, sometimes verging on miracle, which was dumped on the banks of the Yarra Yarra, where, of course, Australian football began 160-odd years ago. Rugby league only arrived there 21 years ago. The Storm are 6 points clear. That's an amazing gap, really, of the second-place Chooks. Storm won 26-16, but such was the quality of the game produced by both sides that Wayne Bennett still believes Souths are capable of winning the grand final should they get there. But of course, plenty of other contenders, and not the least Eastern Suburbs. The Chooks beating Canberra yesterday, it was a close one, but you'd expect that from two top four sides, and Canberra under Ricky Stewart these days are very much that. Now look, all this leaves the ladder looking like this: Melbourne, Easts, the Raiders, Souths, Manawarringa, Parramatta, Penrith and Brisbane. And of course the Broncos feeling the hot breath of plenty with three rounds to go. Cronulla, Sutherland, there and thereabouts. West Tigers, who have lost Robbie Farah, but apparently not forever, with a busted tibia. Apparently the word is that even though he won't play for the rest of the season, this much-loved person at West Tigers, they will do everything impossible to get him to play again next year. And of course, even the Warriors from New Zealand, who had a win over the weekend, they're a possibility to play final still as well. So it's shaping up as it's that time of year in also all the sports where the final eight is taking shape, and it's pretty fascinating rugby league, as it is in the next sport we're going to get to. Of course, it's the AFL.
Let's talk about the AFL, where there are just two rounds to go. It's tight and getting tighter at the top, which of course makes it interesting. Woohoo! And at the bottom of the eight.
Have we established for whom you barrack?
I am a Collingwood supporter through and through, but my family are Sydney Swans supporters, which is very complex.
It is complex at times. Look, anyway, look, there are three teams on 60 points, none of them Collingwood, separated by percentages after wins over the weekend. That's Geelong, Brisbane and the West Coast. A game ahead of this rapidly improving Richmond. And look, as you've said, three teams on 40 points, but only one of those just inside the top eight. That's Port Adelaide ahead of Adelaide after the Crows lost to their avian rivals, the Eagles, yesterday. And Footscray after the Scraggers destroyed Essendon on Saturday night. If anyone finds four black and red wheels somewhere around Melbourne, could they please return them to the hangar? And that's one of the milder things being said about the Bombers after three goals, two of them in junk time. They just have the Essendon supporters steaming and the Blowtorch Brigade on their way to Tullamarine, even if the Bombers are still in the top eight. On social media, there was even talk at Dockland, that they'd not just bring back Hurdy, but Sheeds as well.
Warwick, in Super Netball, Collingwood.
Collingwood.
Yeah, well, it's not mine, though, sort of. Well, sort of mine. I'll just take
yours,
it.
Yours and Eddie's.
All right, help me out here. What's going to happen?
Well, that's going to happen. Collingwood has to do it all in Perth tonight to remain in finals contention for 2019. The Maggies are 6 points out of the top four and need a big win over the West Coast Fever over there. Because of the Super Netball point system, getting 6 points out of a game is a possibility. And to get that maximum, Collingwood needs to be in front at the end of all four quarters. And that's another need too, because their next games are against two of the top four sides, the New South Wales Swifts and the Melbourne Vixens. And that top four also comprises the Lightning, who are attached to the Melbourne Storm, despite being on the Sunshine Coast in Queensland, and the Westies from Sydney, the Giants. They were beaten by the Lightning over the weekend, while the Swifts outfoxed the Vixens, 57 goals to 51, Patricia. So that's where we are in Super Netball at the moment.
Okay, in rugby union, there's nothing wrong with the game that beating the All Blacks won't fix.
Patricia, as Curtly Beale ran in for his try from fullback, late in the game, in which the Wallabies thrashed New Zealand by a record-breaking 47-26, I'm sure I heard at least one voice say, "Remind me again who this Israel Folau bloke is." But anyway, it was a startling performance from what has been a much maligned side, even allowing for the fact the All Blacks were a player short for half the game. Unlike a lot of other leather patches who've been dreaming of this moment for a couple of decades, Michael Checker, the long-suffering Wallaby coach, is not getting ahead of himself. This weekend, 15 grizzled All Blacks will start game two of the Bledisloe Cup series at Eden Park, which is also known as the House of Pain. But it's the first time in a long time that after the first game of a series, the Wallabies have at least a chance of winning the cup, named after a rugby football loving New Zealand Governor General Baron Bledisloe. And it has to be said, been lots of barren times for the Wallabies recently, but now, well, there's a chance.
So in gymnastics, is there a career in politics awaiting this young American? Simone Biles, is that how I pronounce her name?
That's right, Simone Biles, after what was a magnificent performance at the US Championships over the weekend. Look, I know you see a lot of double twisting, double somersault dismounts off the balance beam.
It's my profession, yes.
Every day when you're in Canberra, but in gymnastics, it's never been done before until Biles, the 22-year-old perennial Olympic champion, did it over the weekend. I won't try to describe it. It's best to go and watch it on YouTube or whatever social media you use, and then look out for the huge grin after she hits the ground. She'd been practicing it for 5 years before finally deciding to give it a go in competition proper. Patricia.
Okay, I'm going to get on YouTube I've got to wait till 9 a.m. That's the right thing to do, but I've got to watch this. Thanks, Warwick.
Good on you, Patricia.